My dearly beloved in Christ, I would like this morning for our sermon to speak about the Ember Days. What are they and why do we have them? So the Ember Days occur 4 times a year at the beginning of each of the temporal seasons. We have the Ember Days of September after the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross in approximately the 3rd week of September, the beginning of the fall season. We have the winter Ember Days that follow the Feast of St. Lucy, the 3rd week of December. Then we have the spring Ember Days, which are in the 1st full week of Lent. And finally, the summer Ember Days, which are during the Pentecost octave. Now, early on, and these days go way back to the early centuries of Christianity, but the purpose of beginning them was to pray for, to beseech Almighty God to grant the fruits of the earth, a good harvest. And so there were 3 periods. There was one in the spring as they prepared for planting, then one in the summer, again praying for a good, plentiful harvest, and then one in the fall in thanksgiving after the completion of the harvest. And then eventually the church added a 4th week in the winter. And they're referred to in Latin in the liturgy as quatuor tempora, the 4 seasons or the 4 times. And in German, that quatuor tempora became quatember. And that's where we get our word ember. So Ember Days, very important. And I think a lot of times Catholics don't think about it, maybe even forget about them. Of course, we announce them from the pulpit. But remember first and foremost the obligations of the church as they apply to you. So those between the ages of 21 and 59 who fast, to make sure you fast on the Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday of this week and on the other Ember Days. And as I mentioned, all Catholics to abstain from meat except at the main meal on Wednesday and Saturday. And of course, Friday, a full day of abstinence. So why do we do this? Well, first of all, the Ember Days have as their purpose, as I mentioned, to make atonement for the sins of the past season, to thank God for his blessings and to beseech his mercy, to ask for the fruits of the earth for our temporal needs. Also, one of the intentions of the Ember Days is to pray for vocations to the priesthood. So we turn to Almighty God in penance and prayer. And penance is very important. Penance is something that we all need to do, not just during Lent. We think of penance during Lent and Advent, but really, penance is something that we should do, at least in a lesser way, throughout the entire year. Why? Well, we need to atone for our sins. We need to appease God's just wrath, aroused by the sins of mankind, our own and those of others. But we also need to do penance to keep in check, to control our fallen human nature. We are all very much aware of how weak we are, how strong are our passions, our inclination to sin that is always there. And so we need to control that. And that is one of the primary reasons why we do penance. And if you read the lives of the saints, you find that all of them practice penance. You cannot read the life of any saint who was not heroic for the penance that he or she performed. To read to you from a meditation book, all the saints have held penance in special esteem. There is not one of them who has not honored and practiced it. Not one who has not lovingly accepted in a spirit of penance all the trials of life, all the opportunities of mortifying and vanquishing themselves. The reason is that considered in itself, penance is of marvelous excellence. It destroys the empire of the devil in souls and substitutes for it the reign of Jesus Christ. From being slaves of Satan, it makes us children of God. From being guilty, it makes us just. After being victims of hell, it makes us co-heirs of Jesus Christ and fills heaven and earth with joy. It breaks our chains and gives us the crown of justice. It not only obtains for us the pardon of our faults, but also eternal glory. So this is why we see in the saints this practice of penance. But what does St. Paul say? St. Paul in his epistle to the Colossians says, I fill up in my body the things that are wanting of the passion of Christ. The things that are wanting of the sufferings of Christ. And we think to ourselves, well, wait a minute. What does he mean by that? Is he saying that our Lord's death on the cross was somehow incomplete or imperfect? Of course not. But what he's saying is our Lord wants to associate us with himself in his passion. So we have our part to play, to honor our divine Lord, to offer up our crosses and trials, and then to take upon ourselves some act of self-denial or penance. St. Francis de Sales said, count that day wasted on which you didn't do anything to mortify yourself. A day on which you did no act of penance, no sacrifice at all. We should mortify our senses. We should constantly remind ourselves that we have a fallen human nature. And so we need to do penance. And Holy Mother Church, knowing how weak we are, how human nature is inclined to seek comfort always, forces us to do penance. Our Lord said, unless you do penance, you shall perish. So Holy Mother Church says, all right, you have to do penance, and I know that you don't like to do it, so we're going to require all Catholics to abstain from meat on Fridays, to fast during Lent, to abstain from meat on other days or days of partial abstinence. Because left to ourselves, we probably wouldn't do any penance. But being that it is so valuable and so necessary, let us especially this week take the Ember Days to heart. Do something extra. Many of you, many of us, no longer bound to fast, to the church fast, we still must abstain, but we can all take upon ourselves something additional for the love of Almighty God and for the good of our immortal souls. Now, penance, we could say, is part of the life of a true Christian, a follower of Christ. Because again, Jesus said, if you will be my disciple, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. And that means first and foremost, bearing with patience the crosses that God sends that we didn't choose. And then second, taking upon ourselves acts of penance or self-denial. So this is the Christian way of life. And it also helps to maintain us on the path to heaven. And we think about the tragedy of those Catholics who are Catholic in name only, who are complacent and are not striving for heaven. They're doing the bare minimum, and they're perhaps not living day by day in the state of sanctifying grace. And they delude themselves that, well, when death comes, I'll call for a priest, I'll make a good confession, I'll put my house in order. What a fatal delusion to think that one will necessarily be blessed with that opportunity at the end of his life. No, we must live each day as though God could call us that day. Persevere each day in the state of sanctifying grace. Make a good act of contrition every night before we retire. A perfect act of contrition. And at the beginning of the day, we should say to ourselves, I might not see the end of this day. God might call me today before the end of the day. And when the end of the day comes and we're preparing to retire and saying our night prayers, we kneel down, make an examination of conscience and act of contrition. We should say to ourselves, I might not see the light of tomorrow morning. Others have been taken by God in their sleep. Perhaps that could happen to me. And so we live each day as though it were to be the last. We live each day so as to be ready. You know, St. Bernard of Clairvaux said something interesting about those who promise themselves, because they've read a story, that, well, they will repent before their death. They promise themselves that they will have that opportunity. St. Bernard refers to the one and one only example in Scripture of a man who repented and obtained salvation on his deathbed. And of course, that was the good thief. And St. Bernard says it's the only example in the Bible of someone who had a deathbed conversion. And St. Bernard says this, "There is one that you may not despair. There is only one that you may not presume." So there is that example so that we have hope. But there's only one so that we do not delude ourselves into thinking, well, that will also be the case for me. That would be the sin of presumption. No, let us strive to be always ready and to live a life that is a Christian life, following, as St. Louis Marie de Montfort says in his booklet, Friends of the Cross, following our thorn-crowned head and thinking to ourselves, well, if Jesus lived a life of penance, a penitential, sacrificial life, then would it be right for me who claim to be a follower of him to live a life of comfort and ease and always seeking my pleasure? At least from time to time, let us mortify ourselves, let us do penance, let us call to mind the examples of the saints, and let us realize that Holy Mother Church, in her wisdom, has given us these Ember Days as well as the seasons of Advent and Lent because we need to do penance, that we might conquer our fallen human nature and eventually attain everlasting happiness in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.